Follow her on Twitter, at Lisa Lampanelli. Friend of the show. Talked to her on the phone. I don't think she's been inside the studio.
She hasn't, no.
Where is she? Get her in here.
I gotta see Lisa.
Hey.
Oh.
There she is. Hey, hi, Lisa.
Good to see you.
I thought we were getting bad news again.
What do you mean?
Well, we had our promotions guy walk in and tell us that Hermosa Beach kicked us out because they're afraid of our parties that we have, that they're a public nuisance. So even before we go down there, we're already kicked out.
Yeah.
And then I see you in the doorway, and I'm like, oh, great. Here's the publicist telling Lisa Lampanelli can't be here. Because
oh,
you
I don't look like myself anymore. I know I never get recognized anymore.
You
it's
don't.
The best thing in the world.
I think you look hot.
Yeah, well, I lost 107 pounds, as you know. I got like my flock of seagulls.
I love the haircut.
And it's like, is she a lesbian? Is she not? You know, so we'll find that out at some point in the future once I get psychoanalyzed. But yeah, I know. I know I look nothing like I used to. It's so great. So this means you can yell at everybody and they can't even figure it out with you, so it never makes it to TMZ.
And then you can even complain about Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my
loudly.
God, I can't believe that.
That
bitch.
Fat bitch.
Yeah. With the long hair. Who's still married. You know, that kind of thing. Just all the lies, all the fake lies.
I got to say, here's the thing with Lisa Lampanelli, and I follow you on Twitter, and I love you, and I've loved you forever. No matter what you look like, I love you. But anytime I see your name, you're going to be somewhere. I know it's going to be good. And the last time I saw you, you were on the Today Show. We were in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, with Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Celebrating Hoda's 50th birthday.
Right.
And you were there with Judy Gold. And my God, all of you. See, that
was really fun because it proves you can do morning shows on TV.
Right.
Because for a while they wrote me off kind of like, oh, she's just dirty. And like I show like, duh, I'm just funny because I'm like hilarious and gifted by Jesus. God loves me and I have a gift. Praise the Lord. I'm past the butter.
So you got kicked out of places because they thought that you're a public nuisance because of your stand-up act because it was so long.
Once I did. Yes. There's one theater I'm banned from.
Still.
But out of the whole country, in all 25 years, to get banned from one place feels pretty good. And it's an uptight community, too. That's
and
what
now
it
you
is.
Can go back there. As somebody else, and just do it again.
Well, what's really funny is I got banned from the theater, then played the club next door and made four times the amount of money.
Oh,
so I'm
awesome.
Like, really? When? Oh, go cry on a bag of money.
Yeah, last time we talked to you, you hadn't started your one-woman Broadway show yet. So
yes, no, that's for the fall. It's going really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I tried it in Nashville a couple weeks ago, and it got 2 standing O's, so that's good. It's clearly resonating with people. You know, 'cause I'm really real in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's still funny. Like, that's the thing. You're always going to be funny, but at least it adds a little meaning. My show tonight in, where is it?
You're
the Grove.
At the Grove.
Yeah, that place. Yeah. That's going to have no meaning whatsoever. It's just funny. Like, that's what's great. It's like you could do 2 sides of the coin. You could have some meaning sometime,
right.
And then tonight I just like blast everybody. That's,
see, that's
where I get all my hungry anger out on everyone.
That's right. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
You are hungry.
Hello. I'm like gorgeous and svelte. I have to keep it this way.
I know.
So how is bulimia? Does it really work?
Yes, it does. Here's the secret to it. You just have to eat things that tasted good coming up as they do going down. And it seems to work for 2 years for me. So
that is awesome.
You know you're going to get an email.
Complimented with that stomach bile. They complement each other. It tastes good coming back.
See,
up.
That's the thing. Do your research online and you find how to do
we
it.
We actually had there was model or something that was in on our show one time. And she was obviously really fit. And I was like, so what is your diet? You know, what do you do? And she's like, well, I just pretend that like when there's something that I want to eat, like I pretend that somebody said that it's poisoned and then I just don't want it because I know that it's poisoned.
That's why models
have
such a reputation for being intelligent.
Does not work for me. Yeah. I'm like, I don't care. That looks
delicious. Model Jeopardy.
Yeah. Something tells me Mensa ain't going to be recruiting
this
there.
This is nothing but that.
Yeah.
The sound of nobody getting it. Okay.
1 half-hour long beep. Yeah.
What is a really bad idea?
Right. All of them.
Let me just read the questions. He reads everything.
Have you ever, Lisa? Is there anything off limits for you? Like even for you, you're like,
No. Because can I tell you why? My whole logic has always been: if I can make it funny, it's going to be okay. I can do a joke about it. Now, there's some subjects I can't make funny. Like, for some reason, none of my September 11th jokes were ever. No, because some people really could. Like Colin Quinn, I remember.
Right.
Nick DiPaolo. Those guys are real wordsmiths. They can really do a meaningful, funny bit about things. I just could never get anything to work. So I said, you know what? Let me leave that to those guys. They're smarter than me. But I think, like, no subject really it's not like, oh, don't joke about that. It's sacred. Because where's the line?
Is that fun? I mean, the challenge where it's like, okay, this seems impossible.
Yeah.
Let me try.
Like, I enjoy making AIDS funny because, you know, I do a lot of charity work for the gay men's health crisis. So I'm like, oh, I have license to make fun of AIDS.
But you didn't have to get AIDS to make the jokes.
Well, but I did. And, you know, it really helps. That's a weight loss trick, too, everybody.
That is, yeah.
I mean, it all works. Whatever works for you.
How desperate are you to be nice and trim?
Yeah. I mean, do it.
Yeah.
It's so funny how I always said I would give up 10 years of my life if I could be thin. You know what I mean? Like, because you're so, when you're fat, you're just so desperate to like yourself.
Yeah.
And so I hope I don't have to give up any of my life.
Yeah, she doesn't have AIDS. The tapeworm does that she swallows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, but it all still keeps you spell.
Is life better?
Oh, my God.
It is better.
900%. I can't even tell you what it's like. Well, because
just shopping for clothes.
So easy.
Sex.
You know, I'm not very sexual because I'm getting a divorce. And as you know, I'm also menopausal, so I have no feeling from the waist down. I mean,
you still dating
honestly,
the brothers?
No, you know, I'm not going to date for a while. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with me. So honestly, right now I'm not attracted to anyone. It's so weird because you know how menopause is. You've read about it.
Yeah.
You're too young to experience
it. Oh, you're very sweet.
But, well, it's true. What
I lay next to a woman every night that, well, I'm just saying.
Oh, well, you're
a lot of hot flash.
You're a lesbian?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that.
Isn't that great?
Oh my God, like, because first of all, I came in here and I'm like, these two people are very attractive. Because usually everybody on the radio is so ugly.
And well, like, thank you.
But it's L.A., I think. I think it's because it's L.A. Because, you know, last night I was in with Dr. Drew, and he's super handsome. And then I'm like, you guys. So, oh, my God, this ain't Peoria, honey.
Well, thanks,
no, those
Lisa.
Guys are ugly.
Oh, my God, yes.
But, yes, I have friends that I know all about the, yes, we're doing the testosterone cream on the stomach and then the other progesterone cream on the arm.
Testosterone on you, right?
Well, you know, I don't even do any of that because I figure it's better that I'm not attracted to anybody right now so I don't date the wrong guy. Because what happens with me is I'll see a guy, he's hot, and I'll start banging him. And then it's like, oh, I'm stuck with him just because he was hot and has nothing else to offer. So this way, if I don't even have a sex drive, I can keep it in check for a while and get to know somebody.
So you have that problem where when you have sex with a guy one time, you F him in love.
I mean, not one time, but yeah, I pretty much, yeah, definitely. Like, that's how I got sucked into my marriage because I was just, like, so in lust and we were just having so much fun.
And you're like, I can do this forever.
I was like, oh my God, I love you. No, I love you. It's like, no, I don't. No, I don't even like you. No, that's not true.
How long was the marriage?
A joke, of course.
How long?
3.5 years.
That's about the average.
Yeah.
3 years.
That's how long you
asked.
Right?
I was three when I got out.
Well, I think a lot, though, is now that I know a lot of it was my fault. Like, what it is you have to sort of really work on the parts that's wrong with you. Like, I mean, come on. First of all, I have anger issues. I mean, we saw The Apprentice. We know I'm mental. Like, if I was any angrier, I'd be dating Rihanna, you know? I mean, honestly, my temper is hotter than Satan's ball sack. You know? We know this is true. And I'm overly sensitive. Like, I'm an insult comic who can't take a joke. I mean, come on. That's like being a pedophile who can't stand children's parties. That's like being a priest who can't stand children's parties. That's like being an R. Kelly who can't stand children's parties. So it all, like, really, I have to figure out what's wrong with me so I don't bring that into the next relationship.
Well, we're all happy that you're angry. It makes for
good
comedy.
Yeah, that's the funny thing, too. People are like, oh, you're not going to be funny if you're thinner. No, you're hungry. You're going to be mad. That's funny. So shut up. Stupid. Oh, my God.
Who else was losing weight? And
Jonah Hill. They always blame poor Jonah Hill. Oh, no. Yeah, maybe he's not funny anymore, but he got nominated for 2 Oscars. Run and tell that, homeboy.
Right.
And also Gabriel Iglesias. He's lost 100 pounds.
Yeah, but he will always be funny. You're born where you've developed the sense of humor, and it's in you.
Yeah, he's saying he was sick of that question. It's like, are you worried that you won't be funny?
I don't worry about anything.
Yeah, it's
I just retire because I'm rich. I don't like to brag, but I got 2 Toyota Camry. Okay? Don't even brag.
Lisa Lavinelli, go see her tonight. She's at the Grove of Anaheim, so she didn't know where you're going to be. You're at the Grove.
I did. I'm just blanking out.
Make sure she gets there. Yeah. Right? There are people waiting.
That's tonight. Go to Ticketmaster.com for your tickets. Then you're also going to be at some upcoming dates at the Venetian in Las Vegas on October 2nd and 3rd. Also in December 26th and 27th for tickets. Also Ticketmaster.com. Follow her on Twitter. At Lisa Lampanelli. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. You guys are a blast. I love you. And I love that you're a sassy lesbo.
I'm a lesbo.
God bless you.
Proud of it.
Good for you.
Can't get enough of it, Lisa.
Waste.
I know.
Maybe I'll jump over to the lady pool. You never know. I got the haircut already.
We would love it. We would welcome you with open arms.
Oh, and open legs.
Is this the first time you've gone down, like, as far as hair?
Yeah. It's soup's easy. I love it.
Yeah, because you get up in the morning and you're just like, and hey, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, like you with the hat.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, whatever, I don't care about my looks anymore. Kind of, you've given up, right? You've given up.
Well, no one's looking at you going, well, that guy's really put together.
Well, but first of all, he's always going to get laid, too, because he's a white guy with a job and he's handsome. Women have such low self-esteem, they would date him. I'm telling you, right?
You don't know how, right? She is.
It's that easy.
So she's dead on.
Oh, man. Right. I'm so glad I'm gay.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa. The door's always open for you anytime you want to come back. Lisa Lapp and Allie, we'll be right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.